1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. A Broomfield 19-year-old who pleaded guilty to five wildlife violations in the unlawful killing of a bull moose will pay nearly $20,000 in fines and faces a suspension hearing. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the man admitted accidentally killing the moose while hunting elk last fall and then leaving it for dead. Had he field-dressed the animal immediately and reported his mistake, he would have faced only a $70 fine. There's a growing list of Democrats looking to unseat Republican Senator Cory Gardner, the latest to Dan Baer, a former Obama-era diplomat, and former U.S. Attorney John Walsh. The Denver Post quotes Walsh saying one of the biggest challenges Colorado's facing is Donald Trump, Baer striving to become the first openly gay U.S. senator. Northside Elementary in Montrose is STEM certified, the first elementary school in Colorado certified by the National Institute for STEM Education. The certificate recognizes school campuses for commitment to teachers putting 21st century and STEM strategies into place. Community Hospital has its name on a new study showing patients who smoke marijuana or use edibles on a daily or weekly basis need as much as two times the anesthesia as patients who don't use. Researchers tell KJCT cannabis-using patients should let doctors know before any procedures requiring anesthesia. Grand Junction police say they're waiting for a coroner's report before closing a fatal crash investigation. It happened around 9:30 Sunday night. A small SUV headed west on Patterson Road crashed through a fence and hit several parked cars near 29 Road. Spokeswoman Heidi Davidson says the initial report suggests the man driving possibly suffered a medical incident before the crash. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.